Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
All of us are afraid of that. We're afraid of talking about our pain, certainly our sin, certainly our secrets. And the thing is that we're all playing games.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, we would have revival in the church if everybody, in order to join the church, had to confess their 8 biggest sins and their 2 areas of great pain.
Hmm.
Man, listen, Jesus would return on Thursday.
Well, I would imagine that there would be an outpouring of love and brokenness and connection that people would have with each other in an authentic way that they've never had to this point.
Oh, that's so true. And that's why Jesus made the church, by the way, so that people would see our love and be drawn to him. We think they've got to see our purity, and then they'll be drawn to him. Nobody's drawn to him with that. Because they know, if they know you, they know you're a hypocrite. If they don't know you, they think this thing is only for good people, and so it's not for them. And so the best thing we can do for the world, and we're the only people in the world who can do it, because we know we're loved, is to confess our sins.
Steve, I want to ask you, you know, the fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of punishment, and fear of shame, doesn't that all point to one ultimate fear, which is the fear of being alone?
Oh, yeah. I would, if we had talked before I wrote the book, I'd have put it in there. Yes. Oh, yeah. I am a loner, by the way, and I often kid that I could go to a monastery if they let me bring my wife. And that sounds good and is sort of true, but I have an awful fear of being totally alone, of being rejected by everybody, of being shamed by everybody, of failing publicly and having to go off by myself because nobody will spend time with me. That's a good point, Bill.
Well, I'm just thinking as I look at these fears, where you get fired and all of a sudden you lose some of your economic power and you can't hang with the same social circles, and all of a sudden you start dwindling down to this point where you have less and less and less, and all of a sudden people stop calling you, and guess what's next? You're alone. And
that's so true.
I always think all Satan ever does is just take God's truth and turn it into a big stinking lie. And Jesus says, I'll never leave you or forsake you.
That's right. So, and that's the key.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.